Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host for the evening. My name is Angelina Diana. I'm a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. I also sit on the Mediumship Advisory Board, and I'm a proud volunteer of the Forever Family Foundation, which most of you may know and some of you may not know is an all not-for-profit organization. And with a not-for-profit organization, we all volunteer for the greater good. And if you'd like to be a part of the foundation, I'd really love it if you could check out their website. It's located at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. It's chock full of information on how survival of consciousness and the belief that our loved ones are always with us and that they're okay after they physically pass is a very strong belief. And we really strive to bring you all the information we can, not only to bring you comfort, but to keep you updated on the latest happenings. Now, Mediums and Messages is a program that's on every third Thursday of the month. The program of the foundation, Signs of Life, the radio program, is actually on every Thursday. This happens to be one installment on it, and you can find it every third Thursday of the month. And our medium for this hour will be Bobby Allison. She's a fabulous evidential medium. Her practice is out on Long Island in New York. She does a lot of group readings and also phone readings from all over the world. We'll be joining her shortly, and she's a friend to the program. She's been on quite a few times, and we've been very fortunate to have her on with her healing messages and her strong belief that your loved ones are always with you after they pass. Before we get to Bobby, I do want to talk about a few things that the foundation is doing. It's a very exciting time for the foundation, and I'm always quite amazed at what they accomplish being an all-volunteer organization. And the two big events that are coming up this year are really absolutely amazing. I mean, I'm overusing that word, but I think in this case, they're amazing. So I hope I could just take a few minutes of your time before we get to the readings and connecting with the other side through Bobby to tell you a little bit about it. And if you do have internet access as you're listening to this, you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org to check this out as well. There's two big bursts as soon as you get to the front page with the two big events coming up. The first one I want to talk about takes place in Connecticut, and it's the third time. I thought it was the fourth time we went to the Chester House, but I must be wrong. But I guess it's the third time that they're returning to the Guest House Retreat and Conference Center. It's in Chester, Connecticut. I went to the first one, and it's absolutely a very beautiful, tranquil place. It's really a great place to have a retreat. And this will be taking place on July 26th, which is a Friday, and ends on Sunday the 28th. And again, it's on West Main Street in Chester, Connecticut. And it's called The Afterlife Exploration Retreat, Transforming Grief Connections and Healing Between Two Worlds. And when you go to the Forever Family Foundation and click on the link, there's a beautiful informational page on there's actually an early bird special that you could take advantage of. Members actually get a better break. And, you know, I'm seeing here it's really a good break, actually. And membership is free, by the way, with the Forever Family Foundation. All you have to do is put in your information. It's free, and you get all these updates before anybody else and special pricing for our wonderful events. Now, I just want to go over briefly the guest list, the wonderful healing presenters that will be at this retreat. It's really a fabulous weekend. There'll be a special Friday night presentation. the 41 Signs of Hope, an enlightening presentation of love. It's a wonderful, wonderful event, a speech that I've been fortunate to hear before by Dave Kane. He's a public speaker and an author, actually a former radio personality, and he lost his son in the tragedy that happened, the nightclub fire in Rhode Island. He was the youngest person actually to pass. And he really goes over his experiences of hope, of how he connects with his son. Another presenter will be Paula Alexander. There'll be mediums there too. Rebecca Ann LeCicero, who's a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. Doreen Malloy, and also I believe Laura Lynn Jackson will be there. And there's two other presenters there, too, as well. You can read up on them. Betty Kovacs and Garrett D. Jackson. Great, wonderful presenters. We have the scientific part, and we also have the wonderful mediumship. So this is really a great weekend. And I know another element of this weekend, which it's presented here, but until you experience it, you really – will have, I mean, it's just a wonderful thing what happens at these retreats. Not only do you get to hear great mediumship and the other side come through and you see these great speakers, but the common experience that everybody has and why you would go to a retreat and the healing and the comfort and the conversation. I remember the first event that I went to, which I think was 3 or 4 years ago. After someone would speak or after there was a medium, people would find their little cubby holes within the retreat and just sit and talk and share. You know, and I think that's really the beautiful thing about what the Forever Family Foundation does. They bring every little part of science and writers and mediumship together, and it really sparks a very well-rounded, beautiful conversation. You know, whether you're a brainiac or you're a spiritual lack, I don't know how else to put that, you know, and you bring that together, and it really is a very beautiful, inspiring weekend. And I really encourage you to go to the website and check it out. Now, another event they're going to be doing, and it's what I feel, and I'll say this, and I might be speaking out of turn, what the Forever Family Foundation is really known for, their original afterlife conference. It really started with the Forever Family Foundation, of bringing together people who are connected to the scientific world and mediums, really just bringing together a lot of people who really want to really experience communicating and connecting to another world. And this year's conference, the seventh conference, is In Search of the Afterlife. So it's the Forever Family Foundation's seventh original conference, and it's really a wonderful thing to check out. There are many presenters and speakers. I'm starting to run out of time, but I'll just go over them briefly. Lloyd Auerbach, Evan Alexander, Stephen Broad, Jeffrey Tyrant, Tomalisa Butler, and Janet Mayer, who's a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. I feel really fortunate to be a part of this conference this year, along with Laura Lynn Jackson. Excuse me, I have a little allergy thing going on today. But it's really a wonderful, wonderful event. There are also early bird specials as well with that too. I'm trying to remember where. Oh, yes, and there's also the Friday night fundraiser with Kim Russo, who's another medium with the Forever Family Foundation. So there's really a lot going on. If you get a chance to check it out, that's going to be in November 9th through the 10th. All the information is at the Forever Family Foundation website. I hope I didn't barge you with too much information, but I'm so excited to see what the foundation is going to be presenting this year. I always am. But what's really striking is the fact that it is an all-volunteer organization, and what they accomplish, what the Forever Family Foundation accomplishes for you, to bring more understanding and light to this journey we're all on in the physical world of really connecting and experiencing our loved ones who have crossed over. So please go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org. It's chock full of a lot of information. My hope is that you'll consider joining. Again, membership is free, and there's a lot that comes with it, a free newsletter that comes not just, doesn't come through email. It's a hard copy that's mailed to your home. It's very rare you get those these days. And with that, you can also sign up for email updates, which you'll receive information before events happen and interesting tidbits on really what the foundation is all about. So thanks for having a good ear. What we're going to do now is take a very short break. And when we come back, we'll be with the fabulous Bobby Allison for Spirit Communication. I'm Angelina Diana. We'll be back with you shortly with Mediums and Messages.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to the Forever Family Foundation's Mediums and Messages program. I'm your host for the hour, Angelina Diana, and I'd like to take this time to welcome Bobby Allison to the program. Good evening, Bobby.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. You're suffering with allergies like me, huh?
Yes, all day. Headaches and the nose and the running eyes and all that. So my voice might go in and out, but I'm trying to save it all day.
I understand. I'm going through the same thing, too. It's like all of a sudden all this pollen is in the air after it being cold here in the East. It's pretty crazy. But thank you for joining us. We want to let our listeners know, you've been on the program before, but your practice is out on Long Island, correct?
That's correct. I do the surrounding states. I do travel to, like Pennsylvania and wherever.
Well, that's wonderful. And you do phone readings as well?
Yes, I do. I do those all over. Email readings and Facebook readings, because people from like Nigeria, Australia, Italy, wherever, they just either, you know, want an email reading and such. So I do everything.
That's really great. And how long have you been in practice?
Oh, gosh. I've been doing this since 1999. Basically, as professionally, I would say for about 10 years now.
That's really great.
My full-time job. Yes.
I know. You work very hard. And I know that you have a wonderful philosophy on how you feel your clients can feel their loved ones. You always talk about how they can connect to, and also how you feel really connected to them when you read them. I've often heard you say that. Do you want to explain a little bit more about your how you feel when you read
someone? Yes, I just feel that if you make people more aware of the energies that are around you, and people would meditate more or take time just to be, and maybe like 10 minutes a day, and they could be more connected to spirit or to themselves, and then there'll be an open channel to be clear to get the messages. But I always tell my clients that your gut is always your guide to the other side, and whatever answers that you seek are always within, and you don't need a medium all the time or a psychic to answer your questions. They always are within, but some people need to be taught how to get to that place, and I gladly help them to get there. If I have to take them by the hand or talk to them on the phone, or whether it be through the computer, texting, whatever means, I never walk away from somebody who's got that yearning to learn. So I do teach.
I know we saw each other, what was it, about a month ago at the medium's dinner that the Forever family always puts on. And I overheard you saying when you do your groups, no matter how big they are, you always try to give everyone a message, you know, and
yes,
I think that's how hard you work, you know, and I think that's very admirable, that the responsibility you feel when someone's sitting in front of you to make sure they at least walk away with a message.
You know why, Angelina? Because a lot of times when I was on the search for this, I would sit in these audiences or go to people's houses for parties, and you know how it feels to be just wanting to hear that one thing that somebody's going to say to you, and just, you know, are they going to say something? Are they going to pick me? And I know how it feels to be on the other side of it. So that's why if I don't get to everybody, I'll say email me or ask me a question, at least to give them a little taste of that they're important too. The other side doesn't forget about them.
No, I think that's very beautiful. I can't say that I know some of the other colleagues I know would do that, you know, so I think that's a very beautiful thing that you do, that you want everyone in your group to walk away with something, you know, even
if you can't
spend 20 minutes doing a reading on them, you know, it's a very beautiful philosophy you have. I really admire
you
for that. It's very beautiful. Could you, before we take our first call, because I always want our listeners, because I know you know what it's like when somebody knows that you're a medium and they want to pick your brain, they want to understand more, because they want to feel closer to their loved ones. I know you spoke a little bit about meditation, and you also spoke about, if I could put it in my words, everyone has to be more classically trained in meditation so that they can connect. But what would you give someone who is just experiencing a loss right now? What advice would you give them if it's new and fresh? You know, their first thought is, of course, you know, are they okay? Where are they? But do you always advise them to go out for a reading right away? What's your advice? Because I know that's a question I get all the time, and I'm really curious what your thoughts are on that.
Well, what I do is this. If somebody is actually coming to me just to ask me a question but not actually wants me to try to get their loved one, I'll always give them this advice. Always. I tell them this first. I'm not going to tell you when to go or how to go about it or who to go to, but I will tell you this, that if you sit down and take 5 minutes or 10 minutes and say a prayer or just go inside yourself, your answer will be there. It'll lead you directly of who you're supposed to go to, because I believe that the other side has it all set up already of who they're choosing to come through and where they want their loved one to go. So I believe that everything of that nature is set up. So I will tell them, just say a prayer and get your mind in order as best you can, and you'll know the exact time, because your loved one will give you a sign, or they'll pose the opportunity for you to know where to go. So that's, I always leave it up to the person, because I do get that question a lot in the emails, like, my loved one just died, how long do I have to wait? Some people have, like, you know, they have adamantly waited a certain amount of time, like, you're not supposed to bother them and this, that, and the other thing, but I feel that spirit always guides them to when they want to speak with them. That's my thought on it.
I agree, and that leads to my next question. I have a question here from Robin, who's writing us from New Jersey, Somerset, New Jersey, actually. She's asking or wants to ask you, do you feel that our loved ones on the other side send us to the right medium or send us to a certain medium?
I do believe that in some cases, if they can get you to listen long enough to get you to the right one, then of course, yes. I do believe that, but I wouldn't just stop at, you know, and say, I can only see this medium. And then if that medium has a 2-year wait or a 3-year wait, or they can't get through, that they shouldn't try anyone else. But I will say this, I will say either go with someone who is certified or go with somebody who is word of mouth. Don't just pick somebody out of nowhere, because then you don't know how that person works and if they're ethical and all of that jazz. And I don't want to get into that. That's another whole show.
Right, exactly.
But I feel like at least if you spoke to a friend of yours, you know, I often get this too, like, I don't want people to know that I'm into this, so I'd rather not them, you know, them not know that I called or that I'm here. And first of all, it's all confidential with me anyway, but
I
feel like they should always go word of mouth, or if they hear people talking about, you know, oh, I went to this medium and she was good, I feel like that's what they have to do. And I do believe that they are sent to the one that they're supposed to go to.
Good. That's a very good way to put it. I have one more question for you. Carrie Ann from Facebook wants to know, I get nickels. This is a very common question. I get nickels all the time. Are all the nickels I find, wish they'd be dollars, all nickels I would find, are they from my loved one? She underlines all.
Yeah, not, I wouldn't say all, right. But I mean, it depends on if you've gotten a reading and someone has said to you that they're sending those specific things, then I would say yes. But, you know, there's all different denominations of what they find, nickels, dimes, quarters,
right,
pennies. But I mean, it depends on a lot of different, you know, things. If you're walking down the street and you feel like the urge to look down and you see a nickel, then I would say yes. I mean, you're not going to always look down when you're walking down the street. If you're in your home and you just vacuumed and you know everything was clean and you find one, yes. But it depends on the situation that you're in. If you're looking through your pocketbook and you have change on the bottom and you see nickels, no. You know, it's not that.
Right.
But, yeah, I think there's kind of like a resonance that it sits with you. You'll know. It's just be like, oh, my goodness, like, yes, that rings true with me. So it really depends on the situation, I feel.
I think so, too. I agree. That's great. Well, let's go ahead and take our first caller. I believe we still have Andrea waiting to speak to you, Bobby. She's calling us from Florida.
Okay.
Andrea, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. We have Bobby Allison here. Do you have a question for her? Would you like a connection?
I would love a connection, and my son belongs to your family forever or whatever it is.
Forever. Well, let me ask Andrea. Let me ask
Andrea,
do you belong to the Forever Family Foundation? Are you a member?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I had a question for Bobby.
Go ahead and ask your question.
I just basically would like to know, and I will tell you in advance, I know your mom, Marion.
I just want
to know, what do you foresee for me?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you mean you want a connection with the other side or whatever, but I don't choose who comes through, so we'll see who comes through. Are you talking more of a psychic question, or are you talking more of a mediumship question? Because mediumship is what we're doing tonight.
I think I'd like to know about the other side.
Okay, well, I feel like there's plenty of your loved ones around you. Just let's see who can come through. So let me just tune in to your energy. And I do feel like there's two females there. I think it's your mother and your grandmother. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, I feel like there has been many signs that they're trying to give you. And again, here we go. This is not with nickels or quarters tonight, but I feel like there's an energy that stands by you quite often. And I feel like she's almost like she's begging for you to know that she's there. And this mother figure is always with you. And she makes me feel like the breathing or something in the chest area makes me feel like either congestive heart failure or lung cancer, something, COPD, asthma, there's something in the chest, either with one of the women. And she almost tells me that she stands by your side quite often, and she's like, you're not getting all the signs that she's given to you. So what you need to do, like we spoke of earlier, is you need to either do your meditation or to be aware that she's there. And you know, sometimes people get so excited or they say that I never see a sign or I never have a dream. It's because you're not quieting your mind or you're constantly looking for it. When you don't look for it, that's when you'll feel it. Just be more aware of your own spirit so that you can connect with theirs. Your mother loves you very much.
Bobby, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
My mother and my grandmother are not two of my favorite people. And they are not anybody I would want to come back.
Well, that's... can I speak to that, Bobby?
Yes, go ahead, go for it.
You know, I have to tell you that the other side always has an intention why they come through. So we may not want to hear from a certain person, but you have
right.
to know that when somebody crosses, they've transformed themselves. There's a healing for them, and they have an intention and a reason. Mm-hmm. Sometimes spirits come through, not for you, but just to show you communication is possible. You know, and I think that that's something I know Bobby works hard on and I work on hard on. We are both, I can say this, hopefully it doesn't come across the wrong way, but we are both very caring and loving mediums. But it's not up to us to satisfy who you want to hear from. It's up to us to be
right.
evidential in who needs to come through.
Okay, can I just say something with that too, Angelina?
Sure, of course.
This is what I feel. So your mother and your grandmother come through to ask for forgiveness, but they're also presenting you with who you want to hear from. So that's why they come through to present you. Excuse me, did your husband pass?
No.
Okay, there's a man that's on your
husband. My ex-husband passed.
Okay, well, I don't see the word X or step or anything of that nature. So I'm telling you that they're presenting this man to you. He makes me feel like he's a husband figure, and obviously he was. And I feel like these three people that you do not want to hear from probably are coming to ask for forgiveness. So it is not only for you, but for them as well, okay? And I feel like you don't have to accept them or hear from them, but I tell you this, is that we do not choose who comes through, and it's not when 1-800-DIAL-THE-DEAD, like we could conjure them up. So sometimes what happens in these little readings is the forgiveness has to happen first, and then the doors are open for anybody else that you want to come through.
Could I ask you a question?
Yes.
My husband is right here, and we both adored my ex-husband that passed away, and we've been married for 23 years, and my ex-husband just passed away 3 years ago,
okay.
And I just don't know what's going on.
What do you mean you don't know what's going on? With who's coming through?
My grandmother has not come through. My mother very frequently used to come through. My father used to come through. My sister has come through. And,
well, like I said, we don't choose who comes through. So what you're saying is you're basically calling in to hear from one specific person, and if everybody, the other calls are doing that too, sometimes you can't wait for that one specific person. You can't wait for that one specific name or thing they used to call you, because if it's not my frame of reference, I'm not going to know that. But the spirits
right.
that are here tonight are asking for forgiveness. So that's the start for you, for your healing, okay? So if you want to
okay.
speak to me separately, if you want to have a phone reading, or if you want to, you know, email me, I'll be more than happy to get that to you. All right?
Okay.
Does that make sense
you got
to
it.
You?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So basically I'm really glad you called, because it's an opportunity for other listeners to understand that when somebody sees a medium, there may be people you dislike that may come through, but there is an opportunity for them to basically say, look, maybe we didn't get along in life. Maybe there were some things that we didn't mesh well with, but we're still connected spiritually, and we can still come through to say that. Well, in Bobby's case, she said, I'm asking for forgiveness. So in many ways, that's a teaching soul coming through to you to say, look, we're still connected. Can you bury the hatch? And if you can bury the hatch, maybe that might bring some softness and healing in your physical life now. Won't you agree, Bobby, that that's one of the purposes of the
other side? And I do feel like the message is to tell her that things are going to get better. They keep screaming at me. Tell her that we're here, we're praying for her. I feel like there's some either medical issues going on, or there's something I see just lots of things surmounting upon each other. And it's like sometimes you feel like you're getting pushed down to the ground with like the things that, you know, life gives to you. And they keep saying is they're trying to pray for you and take the burden off you of many things. But again, just be aware that they're there. You don't have to accept them if you don't want to, but I hope that you'd find it in your heart to see it as a gift that they came to you.
Bobby, it is medical.
I know. They keep telling me there's medical things, and they keep saying that they keep praying for you and that things are going to get better. So you have to kind of have that hope and that faith that they're coming through to give you that gift and that message, and accept that message and accept that you're worthy to heal, or whoever it may be that's going through the medical issues.
My husband.
Okay.
Well, then it makes sense, okay? So thank you so much.
Yes, and I hope that this helped you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I hope this helped you in the short time that we're together.
Well, we'll be together again.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. What we're going to do now, we're going to take a very short break, and we'll be right back.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANS-C. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925 283 3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to the Forever Family Foundation, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host, Angelina Diana, and you could find out all the information about the foundation, their programs, their certified mediumship program, all the scientific information, all the events that they do online. And I want to let you know that we're a not-for-profit where you can have a free membership to wonderful things. We're very fortunate right now to do a program called Mediums and Messages, where we honor our loved ones that have crossed over through doing readings or talking about mediumship. And our guest medium for today is Bobby Allison. Hello, Bobby.
Hello there.
How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I thought maybe what we could do now is I have some wonderful questions that people ask from mediums. And I was wondering maybe if I ask you these questions, you can kind of educate and fill people in on mediumship and the different experiences that you've had in the, 12, 13 years you've been doing this work,
sure.
Right?
It'll be my pleasure.
I have a really kind of funny question to ask in your philosophy on this. I have a question here from Anita. She actually lives in Connecticut. She's actually a client of mine. She's been seeing me for years. Mm-hmm. She wants to ask you, do our loved ones see us in the shower?
I get that question quite often as well. I think in our intimate times and, you know, bathroom time and all of that, I think that no. I think that that's something they'd rather not see.
Right. But they can connect to us any time, right?
So yes, of course.
They don't really connect to the physical,
right? Just in the mind, conscious.
Yeah, they connect to your thoughts, your feelings. They connect to the energy you put out sometimes, like the wonderful reading you did in the beginning of the show, where the loved ones, even though they didn't get along well in life, they could sense that there was a medical issue going on.
Correct.
Right, so they connect to the feelings and the different things that happen.
Yeah, like if you want them, like if you're in having, you know, this great, wonderful bath and you're meditating and you're asking for messages, you're going to get them. Water is a conduit to spirit, and, you know, they're not going to sit there and just stare at you and watch you. It's not like that. So I chuckle when I get that question, too, because I'm like, no, it's okay. It just makes people feel better.
Right, exactly. I have another question here, and it's about dreams. This comes from Diane M. She says that, and this is more of actually a psychic thing, but it's, mm-hmm. You know, as we all know, and I'm sure you agree with this, not all psychics are mediums, but all mediums are psychic.
You have to be psychic first to be the medium second, yeah.
Exactly. She said she had this dream. And she was in love in her dream, but she didn't know this man. And then 3 months later, she met him, but he was unavailable. So what does this dream mean? So she's asking in the beginning of the dream, she connected. She didn't know this man, but 3 months later in her real life, she met him, but there's no connection. How would you advise somebody if they came to you with that question?
Well, sometimes dreams aren't dreams. It's sometimes prophetic. Sometimes it's, it's a vision of what's to come. Sometimes it's also cell memory. Sometimes it's fear. So maybe her guides were giving her someone that she's supposed to meet, but doesn't mean just because he's not available right now doesn't mean that he's not going to be available in a year from now or 2 years from now. So if it was something or someone that she was supposed to hook up with or maybe just meet, doesn't mean everybody that you come into contact with, especially soulmates and kindred souls, is going to be your mate. But there might be some closure that's needed from either other lifetimes or, whatever.
Exactly. And maybe on some level that person is coming into their life to help them become the person that they might fall in love with later, right?
Absolutely.
That's possible as well, too. And we could take this a step further, too, about how you can have visits in your dream life with your loved ones.
Right. Dreams and stuff, I try to tell people that dreams and visits are two different things. I've never had a visit, but from what I read from the other side and what they've told me is a dream will dissipate after maybe a couple of hours or a couple of days, but a visit will never go away. It'll feel like it happened every day yesterday. So
right.
It's always with you because it's a soul-to-soul connection, and that energy and that love and that feeling is just there and it's genuine. But your dreams are really releasing things from your own, theta, beta, data, whatever, delta, whatever those levels go, and we hide things away. So, again, dreams dissipate, but visits last forever. That's how I feel.
They have a different feel to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they feel more real. It feels tactile. Sometimes they can touch you. You can smell them. They can, send you things and you could feel them in the dream. It's just really more of it feels real to me when I've had visits, right?
See, like I said, I've never actually had one. I thought I might have when I was a young girl and my aunt passed. It felt so real, but since then, I mean, I can remember the dream, but it's dissipated. So I'm just saying maybe it was a partial or maybe I woke up too fast. But from when I teach and when I listen to others speak of this, I ask questions. And then when I ask the other side, that's the reasoning they give me is because a dream dissipates and a visit will last a lifetime.
Right, exactly. Here's another question from Katie. She's saying, does my dad, who's crossed over, who never came to see me when he was alive, does he now know that I found my siblings?
Of course, the other side knows everything. In fact, he's probably the one that made it happen.
There we go. You said exactly what I thought you'd say.
Exactly. Yeah, because they oftentimes will give the gift. It's almost like sometimes when the spirit goes to the other side and transitions, they have a job to do, and sometimes they choose their own family, sometimes they choose others, and when they choose their own family, it's like they make you a project, and if they can get you to heal to your next level or to enlighten to your next level, they get to graduate as well. So, and they also want people to reunite and to have that experience that they were supposed to have, and maybe it just came later rather than sooner. That's a special gift.
It is a special gift. Here's a question from Todd. He wants to know, do my loved ones or can they speak to me through music?
Oh my goodness, that's the wonderful question, and the answer to that is yes. And the answer to that is music is healing for the soul. Music is what we are, those vibrations from the other side. There's so much more vibrations and notes and music of things that we've never even heard of on the other side. And you hear that from people who have near-death experiences or who have died and gone to the other side, and about the colors and the music and such. And music is just, it's just universal, and that it heals the soul more than anything else out there besides love.
It's really an unspoken language in many ways, even though there is vibrational feeling to it. It's like you can play a chord and it just it makes the mind, I think, and the body expand beyond words. And it's almost
because the energy and the notes, and just like when they do drumming, you go to those drumming sessions and you have all of those different, you know, they use crystals and drumming and just all different music and classical, every type of music, I believe, heals. And that's how I believe.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think, too, it's even a wonderful way to begin a conversation with your loved ones. Play some music, and it puts you in that meditative state, and you can actually start communicating with them, too.
Mm-hmm. And just like they say with pregnant women, if you put classical music on the headphones and then you put that on your stomach, then it's supposedly, they said they did studies where women, you know, babies come out and they have a higher IQ or they're more open to the arts or whatever it may be, versus children that weren't. So there's a whole different bunch of things that music does, and I just believe that it's really, it works wonders, especially with, you know, disabled children and things like that. It's just, it's a beautiful tool that they give us to use here.
Yeah, I agree. And I think, too, a lot of mediums describe the other side as a vibrational energy, right? You feel it from within, and music can stir the soul and make you feel connective in ways that you can in the physical world. And I think that's the same way the other side feels when they connect to me as a medium. It's an unspoken thing, but yet you have to put it to words to somebody you're reading. I was reading a woman today, and her husband came through. It was actually her father came through. And he was making me hear him and feel him at the same time. You know, it was like this and it's like you want to be able to say both the things at the same time, but you can't. You know, you have to break down what he's saying and what he's making you feel. And it made me feel that that's how he made everybody feel when he spoke to him. You know, it was this incredible sensation of a layered person, not just, oh, my name is so-and-so, and this is what I did for a living. It was, he used his words, but feeling at the same time. Don't you find yourself in a conundrum sometimes, Bobby, when spirit does that to you? Because you want to be able to explain to the person being read the incredible sensations you're getting, you know.
Absolutely.
But sometimes they're so layered, it's like you can't even.
There's no words.
There's no words. It's the same thing with music. Sometimes music is so beautiful, especially if it's just an instrumental, and it brings you to an emotional place that you can't even put into words.
Well, sometimes, you know, like when you're driving on the parkway and you're by yourself and you're listening to, you know, your favorite music, and or, you know, you're going through a certain situation and you turn on the radio and there's this song and the notes in the song itself bring out the tears in your eyes when you're singing it, because it's like raising your vibration. It's bringing you enlightenment through the song and the words and the feeling and the instruments and everything all collaborated together. It's just a beautiful thing. So people have to see the beauty in it and appreciate all of the music that there is and use it to heal yourself.
I agree. And I think, again, for me, it's like if I can, before I do readings, I listen to music. To me, it's better than, you know, sitting, for me personally, sitting in quiet sometimes. Music can separate me from the physical world so easily because it brings me to another place, you know. And if you think about where the other side is, to us, they're in another place.
Absolutely.
You know, so there's so many, to me, parallels with music and the other side. It's just,
and the funny thing is, you use
natural.
It before reading, but I use it after I've done a group or after I'm done. I will then get in my car and I will blast it as loud as I can, just because I want to cut them off and just take myself away from spirit, come back into my physical body, because I know you read like 3 feet above, and just relax and just blast it out, just so that you can, you know, get back down. And, or depending on what you want to do, if you want to be in a good mood, you play this type of music. So it's just a great, wonderful.
That's
I've always lived my life with music.
Yeah, same thing too. Like if it's going to be a connection for me on the other side, I tend to listen to either music without words or beautiful songs with beautiful words in it that feel that talk about a connection of love or a special connection. When I want to come down from reading, I play disco music and all this rock and roll music.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Just to make me just like slap.
It really just depends on the group. It depends on what mood you're in. You know, sometimes I can listen to classical if I'm just having a mellow kind of day. And then some days when I know I did a lot of reading and I need to maybe get back into who I am, then I'll blast some heavy metal or rock and roll or be 60s music or doo-wop, whatever. It's all good.
That's true.
How I feel.
I agree. I have an interesting question here. It's very long, though, so I'm going to paraphrase it.
Okay.
Otherwise, we'll be here during the next show. This comes from Sarah, and she was very close to her grandmother. And after her grandmother passed, of course she missed her, but she found that a lot of physical things, negative things started to happen to her. Her fishbowl broke. She got in a car accident. She got separated from her family. So her question is basically, were those signs from her? Is my grandmother quote unquote pissed? Or is it something that I did? Am I doing all these things? That's an interesting question.
In that way, I would say that spirit would never do things like that. But sometimes people will lose loved ones and they're angry themselves or they're disappointed or they haven't grieved properly. And then what they do is they equate every negative thing that happens with the person that just passed. Or some people think they have, the person that passed may put a curse on them or whatever it may be.
Right.
And it's really, you can't think that somebody that passes to the other side is casting evil upon you or that they're pissed off or whatever it is that she thinks. I don't believe that. I think they go to the light of love. And it's just the opposite. But we are the ones in the physical world that are battling, let's say, our own ego, which makes us think we're the worst or we're the best. And then we put those things in our mind, like, oh, this happens. That must have been because of that. So it's like people always look for a reason that's attached to something else for things that happen.
I agree. And I think, too, there's other energy that we can give off. You know,
absolutely.
Like a lot of scientists are doing these scientific research on psychokinetic energy, where our physical brain can actually move things. So if we take that to another form, when somebody's grieving, and where the physical mind could go, isn't it very possible? I mean, it would have to be proven, but couldn't you put, maybe break a fishbowl, or maybe you could be so wrought with grief, you create a car accident. I think that we kind of have to look at that. And I'm in total agreement with you too. I don't believe that there's evil on the other side. I can't believe that.
No, this is the hell we live in.
That's right, exactly. Took the words out of my mouth, girlfriend. I agree with that 100%. But I do agree with you that the other side's a very loving place, and all that physical doo-doo caca kind of remains with the physical body, and that's what isn't present anymore. That's passed on. So the other side is a very loving and healing place.
I always tell everybody, there's a quote out there, and it goes something like, we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. We're not physical beings looking for spirituality. We just have to awaken our soul and remember that we are love. And once you remember that and live in that and be that, then you change your vibration, which then changes the things around you, and it takes away people who are not in your vibration and brings people that are. And when everybody remembers that, that not until then will they feel at peace.
I agree.
And I believe, stepping back for one second about this dream or this passing, there was a show on maybe last year that they did test this woman who had all these things, like she was mentioning, but worse, happening to her. So they did almost like a paranormal show on her, a ghost hunting type thing. And they did find out that they felt like it was her that was making them happen.
Right,
and it was things like getting scratched and cut and this and that. And it was really just what she was putting out there from being angry, or maybe she had an imbalance. So you're right.
Exactly. I agree with that. Well, we're out of time, but I want to thank you so much, Bobby, for doing a reading and filling us in with your wonderful insights on the other side. And we're out of time, so we have to go. My name is Angelina Diana. I was your host for the hour. I want to remind you that your loved ones are a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Have a good evening, everyone.